Appreciate you being here tonight. Let's take our Bibles tonight and turn over to the book of Jeremiah, please. Jeremiah. On purpose tonight, I'm going to be brief. And I want to magnify this truth for just a few moments. I really believe I'm being honest with you. For a solid hour this afternoon, I tried to get away from it. And I wanted to go a different direction. And the Lord wouldn't let me. And I know when the Lord, I don't claim to know what He's doing, but I know He's doing. And I know that He wants us to have this tonight. The Bible talked about over in Jeremiah, we've read this text several times now. I'm going to read it again. Jeremiah chapter 23, Jeremiah verse number 9 said, "Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I'm like a drunken man, like a man whom wine hath overcome, because of the Lord and because of the words of His holiness. For the Lord, for the land is full of adulterers, and because of swearing, the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. Their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord." Let's bow for just a moment of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank You tonight for the privilege to be here. Thank You, God, for the wonderful song service, the privilege to gather around an altar and pray together. And Lord, I believe a church that would pray together or stay together. I pray, God, tonight that You'll help us, Lord, to be a better prayer warrior than we have in days gone by. Help us, our Father, Lord, to lean on You more than we ever have. Realize, our Father, how nothing we are without You. Help us, our Lord, tonight to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Help us as a church, Lord, to humble ourselves. And then, Lord, we know that in due time, Lord, the exalting will be done. God, we just pray tonight that You'll help us with this truth, to magnify it in a way that it sink down real deep into our hearts. We'd never forget it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Going back in the series of messages here, we talked about the pleasant place of the heart, the pleasant place of the home. And then we've been talking about in recent messages on the pleasant place of the house of God. And asking the Lord to help us that our church would not be a church that dries up in the wilderness. Amen. That we need to realize that our homes are made up of hearts, and that our church is made up of homes. So we got to guard our heart, we got to guard our home, and we've got to guard the house of God, amen, that it might remain a pleasant place in these days. Jesus talked about the house of God, how that it was to be a house of prayer, but they had made it a den of thieves. And we magnified that to some degree in each one of these services on the house of God. Looking at these messages on the house of God, I spent one whole morning, I guess Sunday morning a week ago, just introducing the message. And then last Sunday night, we talked about prayer and the fire. And the message this morning, if you were going to title it, would be concerning the fellowship, prayer and the fellowship among God's people. And I want to look at the house of prayer tonight. We've looked at the house of prayer and the fire, the house of prayer and the fellowship. But I want to look tonight, and I believe it's needful. And again, I say I don't know anything, but I know the Lord. And I know the Spirit of God. And I know when I'm trying to run from something, He won't let me. I know He's got something in mind. Amen. And tonight I want to look at the house of prayer and forgiveness. how that it goes hand in hand here in the Word of God, the house of prayer and forgiveness. If you will, look with me at Mark tonight, chapter number 11. Mark chapter number 11, and look at a couple verses of Scripture here. And I promise you, I won't be before you long tonight. I want to magnify this truth and get out of the way. Amen. In Mark chapter number 11 and verse number 25 and 26, you say, "Preacher, I don't understand how this relates to all this." Well, if you go back to verse 15 and start reading it in its context, Jesus there purifies the temple. And not only does he purify the temple, but he tells them, in verse number 17, "My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer." And if you'll notice in verse 18, he said the scribes and the chief priests heard it. Now this morning we magnified how that they, what was in their heart came out of their mouth. And here you have another account of this in the Bible. And it's even worse, amen, than it looks like in the other account. Here the Bible said they sought how that they might destroy him. They were having their little meeting. And they were just talking it up. How are we going to get rid of this man? They hated him. He spake not as the scribes and the Pharisees, but he spake as one having authority. He had more of an audience than they had. He had more influence than they had. Amen. And they were upset about that, and they wanted to try to kill him. But if you come right on down in the text, and the Lord lets us sometime in the future, we'll magnify the house of prayer and faith. In verse number 22, he said, "Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. He said, For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto you, this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." This is reworded in another text, saying the same thing in a little different way. "Therefore I say unto you, soever things you desire, when you pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them." Now here's what I want to magnify for just a little while tonight. Look at verse 25. "And," not "or," "and." God is saying, listen, the house of God is to be a house of prayer. And he says, "And there's something else I need to say." This was not in the, I'm not talking about me, but the Lord is saying, he said, "There's something else I want to tell you about the house of prayer. And it is this concerning forgiveness." And he said, "And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." Now, I'm going to tell you tonight, according to the Word of God, the Bible said, my friend, that if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us. I believe tonight with all of my heart, when we say words like sin and we say words like iniquity, that one of the last things in the list would be an unforgiving spirit. But Jesus didn't put it last. Right after he come out of this text on the house of prayer, "My Father's house shall be called a house of prayer." Right after he talked about the importance of us believing God and asking God and praying to God, he says, "When you pray, when you stand to pray," he said, "forgive." I believe tonight the Lord wants us to see something, and I believe it'll help us tonight. I don't know about you, but some people are difficult to forgive. Some situations are difficult to forgive. You can go into the prison house where our brother, Brother Dennis Harry. That's a tough one when you got two first names and one of them's the last name. But Brother Dennis, when he goes into that brig and you go into that prison house, you'll find out even in prison that prisoners make a difference in sin. I'm telling you that you can commit this crime and you're cool. You're bad, buddy. But you commit this crime and your name is mud.
Can I tell you this? The ground is level at the foot of the cross. And my friend, if we've offended in one point of the law, we have broken the whole law. And I believe that's what Holy Ghost conviction does in a heart and in a life. It throws the book at us. Amen. And we realize it. Listen, it's not that we just told a little lie. It's not that we just took something that didn't belong to us. But the Spirit of God helps us to know how wicked we are and how holy He is. And business picks up and we realize we need His forgiveness. Let's look at a passage of Scripture tonight. He said, when you stand praying, forgive. Listen, in Matthew chapter number 18, turn back over there with me tonight, please. Matthew chapter number 18. I thought this was amazing what the Lord give us here in this little passage. Look at Matthew chapter number 18. Watch verse number 20. We love it. How many loves verse number 20? For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I want everybody to listen, look at me. Listen to me just real quickly. I'm going to paint a picture tonight and show you a truth tonight. How we can stay together. Without it, we'll never stay together. Without forgiveness, we'll never stay together as a body of Christ. Amen. An unforgiving spirit will blow it out of the water. Amen. And I'll show you tonight, I believe, truth that will help us to understand. Look at Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 20. And we're going to read on down here. The Bible said, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? Now, wait a minute. Listen to me carefully right here. This is important. He didn't say, how oft shall the drunk on the street sin against me? How oft shall the drug addict on the street? How oft shall the prostitute? How oft shall the adulterer? Or how oft shall the whoremonger? He said, how oft shall my brother sin against me? Watch this. And I forgive him. Now, watch this with me. Stay with me, please. He said, and I forgive him till seven times. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. I believe if you do the math, that's 490. And I've known some people that's saying 456, 457, and can't wait to get to 491. Say amen right there. But God wants us to be a forgiving people. And I believe when we get through this text, we'll understand why. Watch what the Bible said here. Jesus said, I say not unto thee until 70 times seven, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king which took account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. Now, I've done a little research and done a little study, but it's real little bit north of $16 million is what that would add up to if, in fact, you're talking about a talent of silver. If you were talking about a talent of gold, then you put a multiplication sign and a 20. You multiply that times 20. I don't know about you, but it'd be just a little bit hard for me to pay back $16 million. Amen. I told somebody a while back, I'm working on my second million. They said, really? I see I gave up on the first one a long time ago, so I might as well just go to work on the second one. Amen. Listen here tonight. The Bible said, here's what the kingdom of heaven, here's a man that owed $16 million. Watch this now. And the Bible said, but for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion. Glory to God. How many glad we've got a God. My friend that was moved with compassion when he looked at our sin debt and looked at what we owed. His son went to Calvary and paid the debt in full. Amen. $16 million wouldn't touch the debt that you and I owed. Amen. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion. And he loosed him. And he forgave him the debt. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe that would be a happy day in my life. Amen. But listen to me tonight. You and I were forgiven, my friend, of our sin. If we're born of God and born again and saved by the grace of God, then, my friend, 16 million would not even touch the debt that you and I owed. Listen to me tonight. The Bible said here, but the same servant went out. Whoa. Watch it. He went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. You say, preacher, how much is that? All depends on who you read after. Some say it could be as little as $14. Again, we're talking about in the silver denarius. But the Bible tells us here, he owed him very little. It could be as little as $14 or as much as $100. Last time I checked, there's a big difference between, let's just say, $100 and $16 million. You say, preacher, what's the picture? Let's follow Jesus here. And the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. Owed him, my friend, let's just say $100. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture? Here's a man that was just forgiven $16 million and goes to a fellow servant that owes him $100 and gets him by the throat and trying to choke it out of him. I wonder how many times in heaven our Lord looks over the balcony on the church of the living God and says, what's wrong with this picture? I've forgiven them all of their sin. And they won't forgive one another. Let me make this clear, make it plain. I don't know of 1 ounce of that. Are you listening to me? I don't know of 1 ounce of that. But I'll tell you, our Lord will fire a warning shot every once in a while. Listen, if we want the house of God to remain a pleasant place, you better mark this down. The time will come when your pastor, Brother Dan, may have to look at you and say, Brother Dan, would you forgive me? I didn't mean that, amen. But I want you to know, you may have to look at me and say the same thing. And we better be willing to forgive. If we're not willing to forgive, then the house that was once a pleasant place will become very unpleasant. Husband and wives today are no longer together because they couldn't forgive. Children are bitter in their hearts because they cannot forgive their parents. Parents are bitter in their heart because they cannot forgive their children. I'm telling you that all over this land, there are churches that will never be what God wants them to be until they look at one another and say, hey, would you take a little trip? Let's go to Calvary. It's there. He forgave us. And let's forgive one another for the glory of God. I'll tell you, an unforgiven spirit, people wouldn't put that on the shelf alongside of prostitution. They wouldn't put that on the shelf alongside of adultery. They wouldn't put that on the shelf alongside of sodomy. But I'm telling you what's the truth. I believe it'll kill a church faster than any of that other stuff will. An unforgiving spirit. I'm telling you, my friend, listen, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. And the day will come, if we want the house of God to remain a pleasant place, we'll have to forgive one another. We'll have to forgive one another. And let me say this. If we don't, Brother Rick, we'd be wasting our time going to that altar. Wasting our breath trying to breathe a prayer. Because he said if we won't forgive one another, my friend, listen, he's not going to forgive us. A lot of people will try to take that out of the dispensation and say, well, that don't apply to us. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me. Positionally, I'm forgiven. But I need some practical forgiveness along the way. Would somebody help me right there? Positionally, I'm as saved as I ever will be. And all of my sin has been forgiven. But practically along the way, we'll need to be cleansed, amen, and need to be forgiven. Watch what the Bible said here. The same servant went out, found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. He laid hands on him. He took him by the throat, saying, "Pay me that thou owest." And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him. He's saying the same thing that he had just said. Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not. You want to know why some people tonight are better? Better. The word better, because of a difference. And others are bitter because of a difference. I'll tell you why. Because some will, Brother Randy, and some would not. They will not. I'm telling you, listen to me. I don't know anything tonight, but I know this. I know in my heart, I belong. My mama was a Dunn, and daddy was a Vannoy, and on both sides of the family, there's people that haven't spoken to one another. Are you listening to me? You say, "Preacher, I wouldn't talk about just telling you truth." But I'm telling you what's sadder than that. It's in the house of a living God. My friend, all over this land, there's people that won't speak to one another and haven't for years. I say they need to get back to Calvary so they might forgive. So they might see the house of God a pleasant place. Oh, listen to me tonight. Listen to me tonight. Listen to me tonight. God doesn't want us to be a bitter people. God wants us to be a better people. Brother Lance, I don't know if you've ever experienced this or not. I'm going to tell you what's the truth. As we get a little older and a little wiser, we try to slow down, Brother Wayne, with our speech so that we don't have to eat crow so much. Amen. When we get started out young, amen, all of us have, how many's ever put your foot in your mouth? Or both of them all at one time, say amen. But listen to me tonight. As we slow down a little bit and we try to back up and take at least a half a breath before we say something, amen. But I want to tell you this tonight. This is a joy. I was talking to Brother Lance, Brother David. When two people that's trying to get right, me and you's had some kind of a big difference, you're losing sleep over it. Sometimes both parties are losing sleep over it. Let me give you this little truth. Sometimes one party don't even know about it. Am I right or am I wrong? Sometimes there's somebody over there tore plumb out of the frame and somebody else don't even know. They don't even know what they done or what they said or what they didn't say or what they didn't do. Am I right or am I wrong? But I tell you what happened. I can come to Brother David and say, "Brother David, I need you to forgive me." And I've experienced this. And then a man say something like this to me. "No, brother, I'm the one that needs you to forgive me." And then getting an argument over who needs to forgive one another. But I'm going to tell you what. You're talking about a place where the Holy Ghost of the living God will camp. I believe the Savior loves that. Amen. Amen. Listen, we need to realize we owed much more than $16 million. But thank God we can forgive because we've been forgiven. Listen tonight. I believe with all my heart the day will come. Possibly. Listen, I don't know if you understand this or not. I think you do. But preachers aren't perfect. So I told one person one time, I said, "If you're looking for the perfect church and you find it, please don't join it. You'll mess it up." Sure in the world, amen, you'll mess it up. Preachers aren't perfect. People aren't perfect. Teenagers aren't perfect. Parents aren't perfect. And because we live in an imperfect world, our church, let me say this, I hope it don't hurt your feelings, but our church's not perfect. Amen. Oh, we have a wonderful church. I love our church. Amen. But it's not perfect. It's not perfect. But I'll tell you this tonight. When we can forgive, that magnifies the Lord. How many's ever been forgiven of something you've done to somebody else? Amen. How many's ever asked somebody to forgive you and they wouldn't? That hurts. That hurts. I said that hurts. But you know what? You're free. If I've offended Brother David and I go to Brother David and say, "Brother David, I need you to forgive me." And he bows up in the back and says, "Get out of here." I tell you, I'm going to pray for him and my heart will be broken, but I've done what I can do. I'm just going to keep praying till God works in his heart. Amen. Keep on going on for God. We're talking about the pleasant places in the wilderness. The house of God is to be a pleasant place. And without forgiveness, the pleasantness will go away. The Spirit of God will go away. Instead of looking forward to coming to the house of God, we'll be dreading coming to the house of God. I want you to know tonight, I cannot put enough of a premium on this thing of forgiveness. The house of prayer and forgiveness. The house of prayer and forgiveness. I don't want to offend anybody, but if I ever do, listen, I'm not talking about preaching truth. If preaching truth offends you, then you just need to be offended. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in my old stinking self, in my old stinking flesh, I'm still capable of offending someone. God give me grace to want to get that right. Amen. God help us. Amen. I believe the Lord is just trying to, I don't know what he's trying to do, but I know this, I've minded him. I've minded him tonight. I don't know where it's at or when it'll be or if it'll be. But I know this. God knows. God knows tonight. God knows tonight. I've had to look at my children before and say, Daddy blew it. Do you know daddies don't always get it right? Mamas don't always get it right. The children don't always get it right. But thank God we can forgive because we've been forgiven. Have you been forgiven? Have you been saved? How many remembers what a load he took off of you? We're not saved by feelings. We're saved by faith. But I tell you what, if you got saved, you brought a load. But you didn't leave with it. He took it off. Amen. Took it away. Took away. Took away. And if you're here tonight, I guarantee you, Pastor don't know about it. But if you're here tonight and there's something down in there gnawing at you, then you know you need to forgive someone and you haven't done it. I want to encourage you tonight in Jesus' name. Do it. You'll be glad. They'll be glad. But more than that, there'll be a Savior in heaven that'll be glad. Amen. Let me just say this tonight. When there's a difference, generally speaking, if it's me and Brother Rossi or me and Brother Wayne, me and Brother Gary Joe, but when there's a difference, if there's a difference, generally speaking, the person that's more mature in the things of God will need to initiate. How many knows what I'm talking about right there? And certainly tonight, if there's a problem with a teenager, the mom or the dad ought to be able to initiate. Say, honey, what's going on here? Amen. Let's get this worked out. Let's get this ironed out. What's mama done? What's daddy done? And I'll tell you tonight, God wants us to understand, who am I? Jason, who am I to get you by the throat? Because you owe me $100 when the God of heaven has forgiven me all of my sin, that was going to keep me in hell forever and forever and ever. I believe tonight I've minded the Lord. I do. I know I have. Amen. And the Lord wants us to keep. We can't do much about any other church. But I don't know about you, but I'm proud to say Bible Way's not church. Amen. And God wants us to keep our church a pleasant place. Brother Larry, if I ever get sideways with you, brother, you just come. Amen. Let's get it straight ways again. Amen. Amen. We need that. We need that. We need that. I don't know why, but I know him. Let's pray. Father,
Thank you tonight for the privilege to be here tonight. Thank you, God, for, Lord, as I began to count this afternoon, the folks that told me they had to be away tonight for different legitimate reasons. I didn't know how many there'd be here tonight, but God, you sent a good number. It encourages the pastor. And Lord, I believe it encourages one another. And God, tonight, I don't claim to know a lot of things, but Lord, I know your spirit. I know your leading. God, tonight, I pray, God, that you'd help me to get from here to heaven without our church ever being an unpleasant place. God, you could help us, and I pray you will. Lord, I don't know of a thing tonight, but I do know this. I know, Lord, that you put these parables in the Bible for a reason. You said, Lord, when we stand to pray, we need to forgive. Lord, I just pray tonight you'd help us to have a forgiving heart, a forgiving spirit. Help us, Lord, that our church would be a place where we would look forward to coming. Help us, Lord, when we blow it, to be willing to humble ourselves and admit it. Do what we can, Lord, to make it right. Dear Father, tonight I just ask you in the name of Jesus, keep your hand on us as a body of Christ. I know we have an enemy, Lord. Lord, I know you're bigger than he is and you're more powerful than he is. Lord, I know you tell us truth and I know he lies to us. Lord, I just pray tonight you'd help us. Please help us, our Father. We sure do love you tonight. I pray, God, that you'd help us in the name that's above every name.